Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants of New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Republican-held House has voted to defund President Obama's landmark health care law, but keep the government operating through mid-December. It stands little chance of clearing the U.S. Senate, where Democrats have the majority. But House Majority Leader Eric Cantor said at a GOP rally after the vote, this was one fight the GOP will not give up.
You know, many Senate Republicans have promised to leave no stone unturned fighting this bill, and all of us here support that effort. Yeah. Now, we're calling on Senate Democrats to do the same thing.
Cantor singled out four politically vulnerable Democrats facing a tough re-election bid next year. Cantor says many voters in their home states will hurt financially under Obama's health care reform. But President Obama staunchly defends the health care law as a huge money saver in the long term and a much-needed protection for the nation's most vulnerable Americans. Syria has submitted a list of its chemical weapons to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, or OPCW, in The Hague. The BBC's Paul Adams reports it's part of the agreement reached last week in Geneva by the U.S. and Russia.
In Geneva, the Russians and Americans gave Syria just a week to submit a comprehensive inventory of its chemical weapons program, including all weapons and agents, the location of all storage, production, and research sites. It's not clear how much of this the Syrians have now handed over. A spokesman for the OCPW would only say the organization had received an initial declaration and expected more. It needs as much information as possible, as quickly as possible. According to the Geneva Agreement, international inspectors are due to complete their initial examination of Syria's declared sites by the end of November.
The BBC's Paul Adams. Rebel factions in Syria, meanwhile, have struck a truce following 2 days of heavy infighting that threatened to blow up into a war within a war. The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing stricter pollution limits on new power plants in the U.S. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports critics say the changes will hurt the coal industry.
The EPA is proposing the first national limits on carbon emissions, but only on future power plants. New limits for existing plants, many of them coal-fired, are due out next summer. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy links global warming to problems such as extreme weather and disease.
We all know that this is not just about melting glaciers. Climate change caused by carbon pollution is one of the most significant public health threats of our time.
But critics argue it's cost prohibitive to update coal-fired power plants with the technology needed to meet the new pollution standards. They see this as phasing out the industry.
This is NPR News. A Brazilian rancher is sentenced to 30 years in prison for the 2005 death of Dorothy Stang, an American nun who fought for decades to save the rainforest. Just before midnight in Brazil, a court declared Vitalmiro Bastos de Moura guilty. Prosecutors say Stang was shot 6 times in Anapu, where she helped defend the poor who'd lost their land to wealthy cattle ranchers. It was Moura's 4th trial in the Stang murder. He had appealed previous verdicts. Prisons in England and Wales may soon be smoke-free zones. Larry Miller reports the government is concerned it could be sued by staff and inmates who say they've become victims of secondhand smoke.
There are more than 80,000 prisoners in England and Wales, and around 4/5 of them smoke. The head of the Prison Officers Association welcomes a cigarette ban, but says implementing it will be difficult and could spark disturbances. Former prisoner Ben Gunn agrees, as he told Sky News.
Prisoners are not going to be happy. The secret of prison is it's incredibly boring and incredibly stressful. And if there's one thing nicotine is good at, it's relieving both of those symptoms.
Gunn says among inmates, cigarettes are currency.
You take away tobacco and the default currency will become drugs.
The ban will initially be tested early next year in a handful of prisons. A full rollout is likely in 2015. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A 3-year-old boy who was among 13 people wounded in a shooting last night in Chicago is reported to be alert. Family and friends say he's doing well. He and others were victims of a shooting at a basketball court in southwest Chicago. Police now searching for the gunman. Last night's attack adds to the surging number of potentially deadly shootings in Chicago. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. We start off this hour with music from Matt Guitar Murphy. Murphy, originally from Sunflower, Mississippi. Back in the 50s, he started playing guitar behind Memphis Slim, the really great, well, Slim was by then out of Memphis and in Chicago. He had been for a while, but anyway, great blues pianist and vocalist. Murphy played on a number of recordings by Memphis Slim, also worked with all sorts of other artists over the years, including Sonny Boy Williamson II. And Matt Guitar Murphy was featured in both of the Blues Brothers movies. He hasn't been all that active since he had a stroke back in 2003, but he's got some good recordings out there. One of them, a year 2000 release called Lucky Charm. From that disc, here's Matt Guitar Murphy with What's Up With You, Baby.
The sun is rising and the moon is going down. The sun is rising and the moon is going down. It is early in the morning and my baby can't be found. Brokenhearted by the way you've been treating me. Baby, 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 by the way you've been treating me. While you're knocking on the door, pretty mama, when you know you have the key. All right.
I met a pretty girl, as pretty as can be. me. A great big fella, about 6 foot four. I sure would, and I sure couldn't do any more, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Be up for speed, you for speed, you for speed. People say I'm lazy, there's a lot they don't know. When I'm in the mood, I can go get go, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Be on for speed, you for speed, you for speed. You think I jet it fast, you oughta seen me run. I can travel faster than a bullet from a gun, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. For speed, you for speed, you for me, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. I am a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really beyond for speed.
The Manish Boys out of Los Angeles from their first disc called That Represent Man. This one came out in 2004. They've had about five since then. Finis Tasby is the lead vocalist with the band. That was their rendition of a J.D. Miller composition called I'm a Lover, Not a Fighter. And before we heard the Manish Boys, we heard Matt Guitar Murphy from a disc entitled Lucky Charm. Matt on guitars and on guitar and vocals doing a number called What's Up With You, Baby, again. Matt, a veteran of the Chicago blues scene for many, many years. Well, we just heard I'm a Lover, Not a Fighter. J.D. Miller wrote that one for Lazy Lester many years ago. We're going to turn now to Lazy Lester. He recorded with J.D. Miller in the 50s and 60s and has since had some recordings out, but he's sort of best remembered for those Swamp Blues recordings done in Crowley, Louisiana. Case in point, here is Lazy Lester with another J.D. Miller composition. Lazy Lester on blues harp and vocals with They Call Me Lazy, But I'm Just Tired. Every time I hear her name.
Well, a little red rooster told a little red hen, I ain't been to see you in God knows when. The little red hen told a little red rooster, you don't come around, Daddy, like you used to. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby. Yes, we got to rock the night. Well, the old black cat told the little gray mouse, I got a mind to chase you around this house. The little gray mouse told the old black cat, said, look here, Daddy, don't chase me like that. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby. Yes, we got to rock the night. Well, a little green frog told a big black snake, he said, come on, Daddy, let's swim in the lake. The big black snake told the little green frog, said, I'm gonna lay here all day long. I got to rock the night, baby. I got to rock the night, baby. I'm got to rock the night, baby. I'm got to rock with you tonight. Well, let's rock a while. So hang around, baby, I'ma kiss you out the wild. The crocodile said to the pink alligator, so kiss me now, Daddy, and I'll hang around later. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby, cause we got to rock the night. Well, let's rock a while.
From 1959 and living in Dusan, Louisiana at the time, that was Lightning Slim with a hit that he had in Swamp Blues. Rooster Blues, of course, the name of the tune. And Lazy Lester was on the blues harp with him on that particular track. We heard Lazy on the prior track also. Lazy Lester did his classic, They Call Me Lazy. And again, another track recorded in the J.D. Miller Studios in Crowley, Louisiana. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble, and Lee Benoit and the Bayou Stompers. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Well, we've just been listening to music recorded in Crowley, Louisiana. Let's head east on I-10 and end up in New Orleans. Music next from one of the architects of New Orleans R&B, the late Earl King, from a 1989 recording. Here is Earl King on guitar and vocals with Always the First Time.
When I first met you, baby, we was happy as could be. Somebody came, stole your love away from me. Yes, it did. Nobody knows, nobody can tell what tomorrow's gonna bring. How I learn, it's always the first time, baby, for everything. I didn't expect life on a silver platter, but there are some things that sometimes matter. Act losing you the way I did when I've been loving you.
didn't care what tomorrow gonna bring. That's how I learned to learn. It's always the first time. Baby, for everything. What would it profit me to be king of a throne and have all the riches any man could hope to own? And yet be me in this world, girl, so all along, yes I would. Nobody knows, nobody can tell, Lord, what tomorrow gonna bring. Always a first time, baby, for everything. It's always a first time, everything. The first time for everything, it's a first time.
Step in my Pontiac, I'll take you for a whirl. You know it might seem funny, baby, but I still love you anyway. So let's get out of here and hit that open highway.
Paula and the Pontiacs from their disc Cadillac Love that came out in 1994. Paula Rangel on vocals and also on alto sax. She no longer lives in New Orleans. She lost her home to Katrina in 2005. And that, of course, was the title track of the disc that we heard, Cadillac Love. Before we heard Paula and the Pontiacs, we heard the late Earl King from a disc called Sexual Telepathy, recorded in New Orleans back in 1989. And Earl was on guitar and vocals doing a number called Always a First Time. We're going to turn yet again to another New Orleans vocalist and guitarist, this time Mem Shannon. He caused quite a stir with his very novel disc, The Cab Driver's Blues. That was his debut disc. It came out in 1995. Very, very interesting recording. Got a bit of national attention. He's had, maybe five discs out since that time. At the time, of course, he was a cab. No, actually, I think he was already no longer a cab driver, but he used recordings from his days as a cabbie. We're going to listen to Mem Shannon from a disc he had out in 2001 called Memphis in the Morning. Here's a tune that won a Living Blues magazine critics poll for Song of the Year and also was a nomination for the Blues Music Awards Song of the Year. Mem Shannon with SUV.
Look at him. There goes another one. Driving 60 miles an hour just to get to the stop sign. That's just stupid. I don't make much money. My pay is way below average. Can't afford no new car. Still driving my 71 Maverick. She ain't too fast, but she good on gas. She ain't all that slow, she takes me everywhere I wanna go. Been seeing these new vehicles running round. Ain't got no trunk, and stand way up off the ground. Now I know they was made for climbing mountains and driving in the snow. But everyone I see trying to run over me when I'm going to the grocery store. I'm sick of these SOBs, they're driving these SUVs. And trying to run over me when I'm in my beat-up car. I'm sick of these SOBs. They're driving these SUVs. And trying to run over me when I'm in my beat-up car. Wait a minute. Now, I don't care what you're driving. Nobody has to drive that damn fast. Where could you possibly be going? Now I can remember when I could name every car on the road. You had Cadillacs, Chevrolets, Buicks, Pontiacs, Lincolns, Chryslers, and Fords. Now everybody's driving SUVs and they all look the same. Mountain monsters and land eaters, all kind of old crazy names. Now if my old car lets me down or somebody decides to steal it, I ain't wasting no time, going straight to the top. I'm buying an 18-wheeler. I'm sick of these SOBs. They're driving these SUVs and trying to run over me when I'm in my beat-up car. I'm tired of these SOBs driving these SUVs and trying to run over me when I'm in my beat-up car. I can't take no more. I can't
I've often been told that time brings about a change. Yes, I've often been told that time brings about a change. I've had 2 years of torture, and my heart still feels the same. I had a real fine woman, fine as she could be. Yes, I had a real fine woman, tantalizing as she could be. Now these syndicators and backbiters stole that little girl away from me. 2 years of being without her, 730 days, and I still remember her little brown body and her sweet little baby ways. 2 years of torture, and I'm still in misery. I guess I'm doomed as a lover, unless she comes back to me. Days. I still remember her little brown body and her sweet little baby ways. 2 years of torture, and I'm still in misery. I guess I'm doomed as a lover, unless she comes back to me. 2 years of torture.
The late Johnny Adams from New Orleans, and from a disc called One Foot in the Blues. That one Came out in 1996, Johnny Adams doing an old Percy Mayfield tune, 2 years of torture he had with him. Dr. Lonnie Smith on a B3, and also Jimmy Ponder on guitar on that track. Before we heard Johnny Adams, we heard Mem Shannon here on KRVS. We heard Mem from his disc Memphis in the Morning, a 2001 release. He did a number that done well for him, a piece called SUV. Music next from Bonnie Raitt. Some early Bonnie Raitt. Here she is from 1972.
Well, without a father, or without a sister or a brother. I'm crying just to one moment of glory, yeah, to satisfy my mind. Eating of honey, drinking of wine. Yeah, I'm gonna sit at the table, loving Matthew, Luke, and John.
Blind Reverend Gary Davis tune done here by Fiona Boys on guitar and vocals from her disc Blues for Hard Times, recorded in Austin a couple of years ago. She was preceded by Bonnie Raitt. We heard Bonnie Raitt from 1972 doing a number called Give It Up or Let Me Go. Music next here on the Blues Box on KRVS from the great Mississippi John Hurt. Here's some recordings he did for the Library of Congress. This is one of the several recordings he did for the Library of Congress back in July of 1963, shortly after he had been reintroduced to American blues audiences after a 35-year hiatus. Here is Mississippi John Hurt with a rendition of his rendition of Corina, Corina.
Where'd you stay last night? Corina, Corina, where'd you stay last night? Come in this morning, sun was shining bright. Care for me, Corina, Corina, where'd you stay last night? I love Corina, tell her what I do. Don't love nobody in this world but you.
Paul Jeremiah on guitar and vocals from a disc called Gambling Woman Blues. That, of course, was a number called Dr. Jazz, credited to the composition credited to King Oliver and Jelly Roll Morton. And before we heard Paul Jeremiah here on KRVS, we heard Mississippi John Hurt from a disc called DC Blues, Volume 1. Again, music recorded in July of 1963 for the Library of Congress after John Hurt had been rediscovered after 35 years of not recording. Amazing guy. And he ended up for about, well, the last 3 years of his life performing at the festivals, coffee houses, and all sorts of venues, and it's inspiring a lot of young musicians. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. Also like to invite you to stay tuned. Coming up in a few minutes, American Roots with Nick Spitzer. That's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. And at 7 p.m., Big Band Swings and Other Things with Lee Kleinpeter, followed at 9 p.m. by the Avalon Variety Hour, hosted by Joanna Devine. And then Out on the Fringe with host James Van Way. Lots of good music coming your way. To take us on up to the top of the hour and American Roots with Nick Spitzer, we have Tom Ball and Kenny Sultan from the disc Double Vision doing a medley of Sweet Georgia Brown and Bill Bailey. Have a great weekend.